Our intelligence chief was in London for 7 days from the previous Saturday to this Saturday. And on his way back, he was prevented from boarding his flight and was not allowed to proceed home. He was retained at the airport and then transferred to another place and then appeared before a magistrate for mention on Sunday and was told he would be brought back to court on Thursday. We are expecting more information and clarification from the United Kingdom government. We are working with the relevant institutions to find out exactly what's going on. Until now, I think we are treating it as a case that is going to go to court on Thursday and as such, not able to discuss many things with the press.
This is a very serious incident, your intelligence chief. Is there any information at all? Has he been involved in anything for which another government might want to arrest him?
Right, as you said, this is the head of the intelligence of this country. So I would be very hesitant to make more comments until we get a fuller brief from our partners in the UK, what's going on.
I know the past of your country, Rwanda. Could it be that maybe they are holding him for something he might have done in the past?
Well, I expect that anybody who is arrested must have done something 1 minute ago or 2 minutes ago or something. So I wouldn't want to speculate at this point. I want to wait and see what happens, either from the United Kingdom government between now and Thursday or from the courtroom on Thursday.
Has your government lodged any complaint with the United Kingdom embassy in your country? Do you have any embassy in your country for the United Kingdom?
Yes, we do have an embassy, and I think our Foreign Affairs Office must have a conversation on this with the United Kingdom High Commission here in Kigali. As to the contents of the conversation and the direction, what happened, I am yet to get a full brief, but I know there has been a conversation on this.
Does Rwanda have an embassy in the United Kingdom?
Yes, we do. We have a High Commission there.
In reality, you have relations with the United Kingdom?
We have very cordial relations with the United Kingdom.